The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed by the gospel of God, and reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Ephesians, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called a circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus you have once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both in God and in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The grace of God of the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Didn't love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were vested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. At this time, Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptian and was mighty in words and deeds. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand. But they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting, and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another?" But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday?" Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had 2 sons. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them, and now come, I will send you to Egypt. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and be conformed to the holy church of God, amen."
Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Abib, meaning God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, and my fathers and brethren. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the righteous man, Saint Joseph. And we know very well who is Saint Joseph. Can the deacons please, can you sit down here? All the deacons, sit down here. Then, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. Who knows Saint Joseph? Who is Saint Joseph? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes, exactly. We can
say that, yes, exactly. He's a Jesus follower, we can say. Okay, but he served, because he wasn't actually the real father, because the father of Jesus Christ is God. Because he is the Son of God. But we are saying he acted as a father. And however, he wasn't the father of Jesus Christ, but he served the Holy Family. Okay? That's why we celebrate the day when he was departed. This is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph lived and he tried to teach Jesus Christ how to be a man, as a man. That's why he is serving. He was serving the family, the Holy Family, and he didn't talk. We never heard his voice. That's exactly like us when Mama or Baba say, for example, please, can you help me to do whatever, the vessel, or to prepare your room? And I'm doing that, and I'm doing that without ceasing, without like talk. Or I know Mama, and I don't want to do that. That's why we have to learn today from Saint Joseph to obey and to listen to the orders. Baba, Mama knows a lot about what I have to do, and I have to prepare myself. And they try to teach me how to be a good girl or a good boy. Then the first lesson that I have to learn from Saint Joseph today. Each day we have a feast of a saint. Each day, if we open the day, that there is name like a book named Synaxarion, and we each day we have to open the day this book, and we will find. We are in the church. And we open the book and we will find a feast of ascent. For example, yesterday was ascent, the feast of who is that? Who is this? No. Archangel Michael? No. No. Sit down. No. 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 Yes. No. This is Abu Sifin. Okay. Abu Sifin Mercurius. How I know that he is Abu Sifin? You know? It's easy. How he's doing his hands? Exactly. And what is in hands? Sword. Exactly. That's why we said like he is Abu Sifin. That's why he has two swords and he's doing his hands like that. Then yesterday, like, then he doing like his hand like that. He has two swords. Tell you why we are saying him, we are calling him Abu Sifin. One day, he was a soldier, and he was in the army, and he has to go to the war, and he has a lot of fear. Why I have to go to the war? Maybe I will die. Then an angel, Archangel Michael, appeared to him and said, "Don't worry. I will give you another sword, and you will win. But this is from God. It's only from God." And when he disappeared, and he has two swords, and he won in the war. And after that, he said, "I am the son of Jesus Christ. I love Jesus Christ." And he went to the governor, and he said, "I am Christian." And for sure, the governor taught him a lot, and he was a martyr. That's why we say Abu Sifin. Then when we see, and when we look to the icon, this is named icon, we are not like a picture. It is not a picture, and it is not a photo. No, it's named icon. And that's why we look to the icon of Abu Sifin. We know very well that he has two swords here. And that's why we say Abu Sifin. Yesterday was a feast of Abu Sifin. You remember what we said about this place? What's the name of this place?
Iconostasis.
Exactly, iconostasis. Okay, you know exactly the icon that we have on the iconostasis. First one here, who? Jesus. And on the right hand of Jesus? Saint Mary. Okay, after Saint Mary we have? Perfect. And after Jesus Christ we have? Perfect. And after the Archangel Michael, there is icon here. No, again Jesus? I can't say Jesus again because Jesus is here. What is this? Yes, exactly. Here is Saint Mark. Here is Saint Mark. Why we put Saint Mark after Archangel Michael? Because we are Coptic Church. What do you mean about Copt? What do I mean about Copt? Copt, it means we are like Egypt. In Egypt, who the first one came to Egypt and say and preaching about Jesus Christ? Who? The first one. Saint Mark, exactly. That's why we put after Archangel Michael icon, we put Saint Mark icon. That's why we are honored by Saint Mark, who came to Egypt the first day and he instituted the foundation of our Coptic Church in Egypt. That's why that after that it's Saint Mark. Who, after Saint John the Baptist, can you tell me what is this icon? Huh? Okay, who was the first martyr in Christian, in the Christianity, in the first one in Christians? Yeah.
Adam and Eve?
No. Stephen. Yes, Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen was the first deacon and martyr. That's why also we add an icon after St. John the Baptist. The first deacon and the first martyr is here. You know who is after St. Stephen? It's easy. Huh? No, other one. Exactly. St. Anthony. Okay, I finished already. When you see the icon, you have to know the icon by heart. When you see the icon, you have to know it. Okay? Saint Stephen, you will see, for example, he is like a deacon. He has his tonia, like that. He has his tonia. And he has a badrashil. This is like the other, the big deacons, for example, they have the badrashil. That's why we have to know he's a deacon. Saint Anthony, you will find Saint Anthony has in his hands like a paper. It's written apart from the Bible, from the Gospel. And also we will see with Saint Anthony, usually Saint Paul and Saint Anthony, because they are together. That's why we are saying, when we sing a hymn, we are saying Saint Paul and Saint Anthony together. Then Jesus Christ, Saint John the Baptist. The deacons, you are following me or not? You are talking. Okay, Jesus Christ. Who after Jesus Christ? Here. No, together, I can't hear. Huh? Saint John, we can say John the Baptist, like one of my friends. Like, it's my friend, but I have to say Saint John the Baptist. John the Baptist, no. Saint John the Baptist, okay. Then, first one is here.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus Christ. After Jesus Christ, who?
Stephen.
Baptist. After St. John the Baptist?
Stephen.
Then Stephen. Then, after St. Stephen, who?
Stephen.
Anthony. St. Anthony. Again, Jesus Christ after? Huh? After?
Stephen.
And Stephen. After St. Stephen? St. Anthony. Okay, Saint Stephen and Saint Anthony. Here, on the right hand of Jesus Christ, who is existing here? Saint Mary, after Saint Mary. After Archangel Michael. Saint Mark, and after Saint Mark, I can't put any other icons. For example, the icon of, if there is intercessor of the church, I can put any other icon of the intercessor of the church. If not, for example, like our church, our church is on the name of Saint Mary. That's why Saint Mary is here. Then I can add any other icon. Who is this icon to who? Saint who washed the feet of Jesus Christ? No.
Saint
No. Who washed the feet of Jesus Christ? He appeared to him. He appeared to him. And in his cell, he was a monk. He was a monk. And he appeared to him and he washed his feet. St. Peter? No. St. Peter? No. I tell you, he appeared to him. He was a monk. You know?
St. George.
No. Okay. Do not lose more time. Huh? No. St. Bishoy. Okay? When we say St. Bishoy, the beloved. Because Jesus Christ said to St. Bishoy, you are my beloved. Then, again, last time. And after that, we will have to continue the liturgy. Then the first one here is who? I want to listen. First icon. Jesus Christ. We have to say all together. Jesus Christ. After Jesus Christ, the icon of? After St. John the Baptist. After St. Stephen. St. Anthony. Very good. And St. Anthony together with who? Paul. St. Paul. Exactly. Then on the right hand of Jesus Christ, who is here? After St. Mary. After Archangel Michael. And after St. Mark. St. Bishoy. And we can add St. Bishoy. We can say St. Bishoy the Beloved. We can add any icon. The last one, last one, last one. Who is that? Saint Mina, exactly. Why we have Saint Mina here? I tell you, because the altar on the name of Saint Mina Papkyrollos. Again, the altar here is on the name of Saint Mina and Papkyrollos. That's why we have here an icon of Saint Mina. And who is this icon? Archangel Michael. Oh my God! Or who is that? No, who is that? How to be Philopater Mercurius? Philopater Mercurius is Abu Sifin. Philopater Mercurius is he's the same name of Abu Sifin. Philopater Mercurius, who is that? St. George, exactly. St. George. We will see usually St. George on the horse. Usually St. George on the horse. Okay, now we know all the icons. Of the iconostasis, the last thing, many, it's a very important thing. What is that? This icon? Huh. Exactly, the Last Supper. The Last Supper should be exist on the iconostasis, on the top of the iconostasis, because we are doing the liturgy and we are doing the communion and we imitate Jesus Christ exactly when he did the Last Supper. Then the Last Supper here, and up we have a cross, and I will tell you later who these icons to. These icons. Now we know the icons from Jesus and Saint Mary and the other icons. The last time I will tell you to know exactly, but we have to look to the icon and we have to know by heart. First one, Jesus Christ. Very good. All the deacons, look to me and say with us. Saint, who that? No, this one, who? Again, Saint John. After. After. Look to, please, the deacons, look to the eye, look to me. Again. Please, all the girls, I don't want to listen from you. I have to listen from the deacons now, because they are not focus with me. The first one, the deacons. Jesus. No, two only talk to me? No, first one, the deacons. Again, look to me and focus with me. Again, first one. Jesus. After Jesus Christ. After St. John the Baptist. After St. Stephen. Very good. All together. Down the right hand of Jesus Christ. All together. And after St. Mary? After? 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 Saint Mina there and Saint George here. Agios onse ons agios yesheros
agios
coso ekbar seno genetis eleisonimes
agios.
Is more than a passing. O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the Lord's Apple and the Apostle, many brothers, men, have desire to see which you see and only them with you, which you hear and have not heard them, but as for effort to see and you for the hear, may we be also to hear to act our Holy Gospel through the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our mother, and to remember this supplication, pray which you have to your Lord, our God, so whose ever if one asleep, pray for them, those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Gospel of our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist, may his blessing be with Solomon. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with Solomon. He also destroyed all the firstborn in the land, the first of all their strength. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled that was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
And Sophia, still brusco, ben, que eres, son, que eres, son, mes, ni.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator.
Light of light, true God, true God, begotten our Creator, one and says, Blood the Father, by whom things were made. Who for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man. He is crucified for us unto suffering, was buried on the third day, and he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heavens, he sits at the right hand of the Father. His kingdom shall never. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and the Father, the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess in baptism for the remission of sins.
Hold on, sorry. Okay, look to me, please. When we are saying we believe in one God, it's our creed. Our Orthodox Church institute this creed. And this is our faith. That's why when we say, like, we believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, we have to sit all together like that. This is our foundation of our faith in Orthodox Church. That's why we are believing everything. That's why we say, we believe in one God. That's why we have to say like that, like a soldier. Okay? Can you repeat it again with the same voice, high voice? Let's say together. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages.
Light of light, true God of true God, God begotten, not created. We have you to hide.
For us, salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he crucified for us unto suffered and was buried on the third day. According to the Scriptures, he ascended to heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory and to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall go. And yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and the Father and Son, worship, glorified, and spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess in baptism for the remission of sins. We long for the resurrection of the